Good morning and welcome to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori on this Saturday morning. How are we doing this morning? So glad you can join me where I am every Saturday morning right here on WLIW 88.3 FM Southampton, serving Eastern Long Island and Southern Connecticut, 96.9 in Western Suffolk, and streaming at WLIW.org/radio and on your favorite streaming platforms. Each show is also archived on my website at annliguori.com, that's annliguori.com, and distributed on my podcast via Audioboom and iTunes. This morning, we will focus on eye health. We often take vision for granted, and whether you're an elite athlete or a recreational one, there are things we can do to protect our eyes, have stronger, healthier vision, reduce light sensitivity, defend against blue light, glare, all kinds of things. Now, for a golfer, stronger vision could mean improving your depth perception on the greens, helping us judge contrasts on the greens better, withstanding glare situations better, recovering faster from bright sunlight. For, say, a baseball player, stronger vision could mean seeing the ball better, dealing with bright lights at night better, dealing with bright sun during the day better, all kinds of glare situations. Well, in this show on enhancing eye health, you'll hear words such as carotenoid, zeaxanthin, lutein, and N-pod readings. Carotenoids are beneficial antioxidants that can protect you from disease and enhance your immune system. Carotenoids are pigments in plants, algae, and photosynthetic bacteria. These pigments produce the bright yellow, red, and orange colors in plants, vegetables, and fruits. There are more than 600 different types of carotenoids. Some can be converted into vitamin A when released into the body. A few of the most common carotenoids include zeaxanthin and lutein. Foods such as yam, kale, spinach, watermelon, cantaloupe, bell peppers, tomatoes, carrots, mangoes, oranges, they are all high in carotenoids. Now, zeaxanthin, a common carotenoid, it's a pigment found in high levels in dark green vegetables, orange and yellow fruits, and egg yolks. It is also one of only two carotenoids found in the human eye, where it helps protect the eyes from harmful effects of oxidation and light. Lutein is the other carotenoid found in the human eye, in the macula and retina. It is thought to function as a light filter, protecting the eye tissues from sunlight damage. N-pod readings, that's macular pigment optical density readings, M-pod readings, measure the density of macular pigment in the center of the retina. EyePromise is the only company that has a device to measure M-pod. Golfers Padre Carrington and Colin Montgomery, they take EyePromise Visual Edge Pro Eye supplements and are enjoying the results. Major League Baseball teams are also taking these supplements. The Boston Red Sox and other baseball teams will tell you that their vision is improving. This morning, you'll learn all about it. My guests, world-renowned sports vision optometrist Dr. Graham Erickson and EyePromise President Andreas Wolf will educate us on what we can do to better our eye health and, in turn, enhance sports performance. Dr. Erickson is on the scientific advisory board of EyePromise and educates about the importance of golfers protecting their vision, enhancing sports performance, what lens and sunglasses are best to wear for golf, what M-pod readings are, we'll get more into that, and how EyePromise Visual Edge Pro Eye supplements are helping athletes. Andreas will talk about the history of EyePromise, more information on zeaxanthin, and why athletes are benefiting from EyePromise Visual Edge Pro supplements as well. Hope you enjoy this show, and here's to better vision. Welcome to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and my guest is Dr. Graham Erickson, one of the most recognized and accomplished sports vision optometrists in the world. Dr. Erickson is on the scientific advisory board of EyePromise And he has authored many articles in various optometric journals, including Sports Vision, Vision Care for the Enhancement of Sports Performance. Welcome to the show, Dr. Erickson.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's great to talk to you. I know a lot of people take vision for granted, right? And let's start with why vision is just so important in sports and in particular in golf.
Well, I'll start with sports in general, because I think that there's a natural tendency for us to focus on the physical aspects of performance, you know, things like strength or speed or endurance, or in the case of a sport like golf, it's often the motor skill and how skillful the performance is. But we often neglect to recognize the sensory part of sport, which is typically driven by your vision. And vision is the important factor for determining when, where, how to respond. It's the key to drive the effective motor response. And often you'll hear in sports commentary, you know, oh, this athlete has really great vision. And so that's kind of been a focus of my part of my career is, what does that mean? How do we measure that? How do we enhance that so that we give athletes better gifts to be able to see and respond in their sport?
I know years ago, when I had the immense pleasure of sitting down with the legendary Ted Williams, we talked about his incredible vision, how he could actually see the seams on a fastball, which I thought was just incredible. So obviously, elite athletes have a whole different caliber of vision.
And that's borne out through the research. When we do evaluations of elite level athletes, and baseball is a classic example of that, their vision performance factors are typically well above the average that you would find in the population. So some of that is maybe a little bit of self-selection. If you naturally have better vision abilities, then you have the capability of performing perhaps at a higher level. Some of that is reinforcement. The more time you spend in the sport, the better you are able to recognize those visual cues that those of us who may have the same vision don't necessarily benefit from. I can, you know, look at the green and maybe have the same level of visual abilities as a top level golfer, but that doesn't mean my brain can interpret that information at the same level.
Well, of course, in golf, the ability to shift focus from the golf ball to the target is critical to your game. And so vision really plays a big role in golf, although sometimes we don't think about that.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. And certainly I read, you know, older, you know, kind of more commentary that, well, golf isn't that critical because it's not a dynamic, fast moving sport, the same as some other fast ball sports. But if you look at the visual skills of top level golfers, they are, again, typically exceed those of even other competitive athletes, because the ability to read the green is what often separates the top golfer from those who are close to being the top golfer.
Funny anecdote. Recently, I was talking to the legendary Amy Alcott, and she said when she was very young, she didn't realize that you were supposed to be able to see the pin from the fairway. And then her coach realized that she wasn't seeing the pin. And he said, you've got to get yourself a pair of glasses, young lady. And then, you know, she ended up just her game, just, she was always very talented, but, you know, just some people don't realize that their vision can be improved, I guess is my point here.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it goes back to, you've only had one set of eyes. So you only know what you've seen through your own eyes, and you don't realize necessarily that they're can be significant improvements, whether it's a story like that, somebody who actually needs a correction, or somebody who doesn't necessarily need a correction, but could benefit from training to enhance the vision that they do have.
Well, let's start with, what should athletes be doing to protect their vision and to enhance sports performance?
Well, sports in general, first, we always look at the physical risks. Are there physical risks to the face, to the eyes, and what protection is going to mitigate those risks? And part of that for me is not just what's going to protect you, but what's going to protect you and allow you to see the sport at the level you need to. And that's sometimes the difference between a shield, which allows full vision, versus a cage where you have restrictions in some of what you can see. And so we always obviously look at certified protective eyewear because ASTM, American Society for Testing and Materials, certifies eyewear that it protects you from injury in specific sport situations. And that's what athletes should look for. In other sports, I think it's more about sun exposure than it is risk of injury. Certainly in golf, there is risk of injury, but I think most golfers have figured out how to avoid that. So then it's more about the accumulation of sun exposure and how that can increase the aging effects on the eyes. So then we look at sun eyewear filters to help prevent some of that damage. And more currently, we're starting to recognize how nutrition also protects the tissues in the eye from those aging effects.
So there are different lenses. Speaking of sunglasses, well, then I want to get into eye promise, but a lot of people think polarized lenses are the best for golf, but that's more for water sports.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the nose. With polarized eyewear, what it really is designed to do is to cut the glare reflected off of horizontal surfaces, like the surface of water or pavement. But with golf, it's coming off of grass, which has a low reflectance. I think the estimate is about 3%. So while certainly it has been promoted as a golf tint, there isn't, I think, a justifiable reason why polarized would give you an advantage. And certainly you run the risk of misreading the green. Just like if I gave you a filter that makes the colors look unnatural, your ability to read the green is going to be altered, because the appearance of the grass will be altered by that. So, for example, if I gave you a very like a green filter, it's going to change the appearance of the grass. And we actually did a study years ago now, looking at polarized versus a gray lens that was similar, but just wasn't polarized, and compared that to a clear lens. And we took low handicap golfers and have them take putts at different angles. And the only one that was actually sort of accepted by the golfers were the clear lenses. And polarized didn't help. It didn't hurt, but it certainly wasn't preferred. So I look more for a neutral gray type filter that does not change the natural appearance, but just cuts the overall light so that you have the contrast that you need without the glare from the sun. And you add that the benefit of protecting the tissue from the ultraviolet exposure.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can play in any kind of sun without sunglasses because my eyes are sensitive, but you're saying it's imperative just to protect your eyes. You're outside for 4 or 5 hours at least, right?
Right. So I think that, wearing it for most of your game while you're outside makes sense. What's always interesting is when you watch the top golfers play, they're not wearing the sun eyewear for the short game, right? Because that it's on their hat, it's on their, they take it. Because I think that the issue that we have kind of tried to isolate is that the effect of the lenses distorts your perception. Even the best lenses have some level of distortion. The type of distortion we measure is prismatic distortion, meaning it shifts the appearance of the location. And most eyewear that has that kind of wrap design, the further you get from the center, the more distortion you get. So where the whole appears to be is actually shifted through the lens. And that, I think, creates most of the problem with wearing sun eyewear during the game itself, is that it's going to distort some of your perception.
Now I have an excuse for my poor putting.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Right. All right. Well, let's educate the audience about iPromise and how iPromise helps golfers and all athletes.
Well, and there's really, I think, multiple reasons to consider iPromise and those types of nutrients, because the nutrients, I think, do two major things. The first is the protection part, because the nutrients help build the tissue and protect the tissue from that sun exposure damage. So it helps tissue repair to some degree, and it helps prevent damage. So that's kind of, I think, a nice one. But for the competitive golfer, there are performance aspects that the nutritional supplementation also provides, both for your vision, how well you see things, and also for your brain, because your brain and your eyes are kind of attached. And so the nutrients that concentrate in your eyes also concentrate in your brain. And there's been significant research to suggest that it helps with the health of brain functioning as well as eye functioning.
So how do the supplements actually work?
So yeah, there is, I think that the main thing is that what you're getting with nutritional supplements is consistent intake. If I try to modify my diet, I think it's very challenging to get that consistent level of nutrient intake that's targeted for the nutrients that you want or you need. So a supplement is going to help me get that targeted, consistent intake. I want to look for something that's natural, purified ingredients that over time are going to build up in the tissues, just like your other nutritional benefits, except that with these nutrients, they're super concentrating in the retina of your eye and in the brain tissue itself.
And so talk about how it's improving those areas.
So I think that obviously the first part I talked about is protection, and it helps protect. It's kind of like wearing sunglasses protects the tissues of the eye. This just does it internally on the retina itself. So kind of like pigment in your skin, it puts pigment in the part of your eye that's the most sensitive to visual details. And so it's helping protect that area. But it also, the second part that really interested me was the enhancement part, because over time, what those tissues are doing is helping you with contrast. And so your ability to see subtle differences in contrast is enhanced over time. That also affects your response to glare. Glare situations are always a challenge in sport where I'm trying to see, but there's so much glare, it's difficult to see. Also, photo stress is where you kind of move in and out of shadow. So I'm out in the bright fairway, and then I go into a shaded portion of the green. There's a transition period. And these nutrients help support your natural ability to respond to glare and to recover from that excessive sunlight, moving in and out of shadow. And to me, those are the really interesting aspects of the nutritional supplementation.
Well, of course, depth perception in golf is so important, right? To have that depth perception.
Right. And your depth perception, one of the key aspects of judging depth is contrast. So Our ability to judge contrast helps fine tune our depth judgment. So while this isn't going to work necessarily directly on depth perception, it works on a key element that helps support depth perception.
Contrast sensitivity, obviously.
Yeah, contrast is the big one. And it's, I think it's, you know, if I were to talk about what is the defining visual feature for golf, I'm going to have to go with contrast sensitivity, because your ability to judge the subtle break of a green and pick the right line, that's the game, right? And you can have beautiful drives and get yourself to the green, but you have to finish. And that, in terms of vision, that's the critical element.
Oh, absolutely. It all comes down to putting. And if you can't read greens, you can't putt. No. Right. It all comes down to making those putts, really, when you simplify golf, if one may. But iPromise is the only company that has a device that allows one to measure MPOD, right?
That's correct. So that's what is an advantage of iPromise, the Visual Edge Pro. You can both get a measurement of your MPOD, and the product is designed to help increase or enhance your macular pigment density.
And iPromise Visual Edge Pro Supplements is NSF certified for sport.
Yeah, that is, I think, a really important piece for me with especially my competitive athletes. They need to have confidence that the supplement they're taking is, number one, it contains what it says it contains, which is a pretty important piece of information, but also that it doesn't contain things that may cause trouble in terms of, you know, doping and things like that. So that NSF certification combined with the ability to measure your MPOD is, I think, the reason that I use iPromise Visual Edge Pro with my athletes.
Well, I know a lot of elite athletes have, you know, are using iPromise, and Padre Carrington was recently on my Talking Golf show on WFAN, and he says he has seen tremendous improvement, and just that improvement alone boosts his confidence, as if Padre Carrington, you know, needs more confidence, right? But, you know, all these nuances are very big developments to an elite athlete.
Absolutely. I think at that level, what would maybe seem to be a small change for the average golfer, you know, at that level, there's very little you can do to elevate your game. You've done pretty much everything you can think of at that point. So to find something that would make that substantial of a difference, I think is a really interesting story. And certainly, that correlation between, if I'm reading the greens better and I'm more confident, that's got to have positive effects on my game.
And Colin Montgomery has been a big support, you know, big fan of iPromise, the Visual Edge Pro supplements. And talk about some of the other athletes who are using the supplements.
Well, we have a lot of Major League Baseball players. I mean, you mentioned some of the former greats, but currently, right, these guys need to see the ball that's moving very fast in a very short window of time to make their response. And so we're pretty much, iPromise is in every Major League clubhouse. We have, every team has players that are using the supplement. Boston Red Sox are, you know, a spokes team, I guess, for the product.
Sure.
And so baseball has really embraced it. Certainly there are other sports, other athletes. I think it's hard for me to think of a sport where that would not have a benefit for the athlete. Because if it's, whether it's helping you judge contrast, you know, have less glare, disability, or it's the reaction time, the brain processing piece, you know, these are factors that cross, I think, most sports situations.
And obviously peripheral vision is important too.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, peripheral vision, it's more just about healthy tissues. If the eye has healthy tissues, and really your peripheral vision has a faster reaction time than your central vision. That's for safety, right? Something's coming out of your peripheral vision at you, there's a danger. So we're sort of wired for processing that faster. And one of the key elements of this nutritional supplement is that it speeds up brain processing over time. And so that speeds up your peripheral reaction as well.
Well, you may be able to, I mean, I'm sure you work with a lot of elite athletes, and the vision skills of an elite athlete, you know, really do differ from those of a maybe recreational or amateur athlete. And I mean, do you notice a big difference when you work with different athletes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you're always going to find the other story, you know, an athlete that's been successful despite not having the best vision. But often when we get in and improve that vision, I mean, again, that's a gift. Now we have given you yet another advantage in the field of your sport. But if we look in general, athletes typically have abilities well above what is average in the population.
So then how does iPromise actually help a golfer read the greens better, whether it's an amateur player or an elite player, how it helps a golfer with depth perception and just overall better vision?
So it goes back, I think, to the pigment in the retina. And the more pigment we have in that sensitive part of the retina, the better we can judge contrast, the better we can, you know, withstand glare situations and recover faster from bright sunlight. So again, I could try to eat a diet that's super healthy in those particular nutrients, but that's very challenging. And the supplement allows you to have that consistent intake at a level that is going to increase that pigment in your retina that allows you to have those enhanced performance factors in the. And so for the golfer over time, like what Padraig Harrington, Colin Montgomery, they'll notice that I'm judging the greens better. I'm reading the lines better than I was. And it may take 2 to 3 months before you really start to notice that difference. But it's that consistency, I think, that's the critical piece.
And it's increasing the actual pigment.
It is. It's measurable. We have devices that can measure how much pigment is in your retina, which also helps. Because if I measure and you just happen to have a super high level of pigment in your retina, okay, you may not have as significant of a benefit. There's still going to be the protection factor, but maybe performance wouldn't be as noticeable for you. But what we find with most people is it's a relatively low number. So if we can move that number higher, you're going to see some benefit.
Tell us about the MPOD readings. What is MPOD?
Yeah, and that is your macular pigment optical density. So it's basically the pigment in that part of the retina. And there are different ways to measure that, that are, we're finding better ways that are quicker, easier to measure. But that's what I do with my competitive athletes. Let's take a measurement, and that helps reinforce, here's where your number is. Here's where we would like to see that number so that you are more competitive in terms of your visual performance. And then let's get you on a program that'll get your numbers to that point.
Dr. Erickson, who is using iPromise Visual Edge Pro supplements and what results have they experienced?
Yeah, we recommend the iPromise Visual Edge Pro supplement, and that's being used by Padraig Harrington, by Colin Montgomery, by Boston Red Sox, and pretty much every Major League Baseball team has the product in their clubhouse, and athletes on every team are taking advantage of the supplement. And so I think that it's something that if you have the right product and it contains what it says it contains, that the benefits of that supplement are going to be felt. And these type of athletes and clubhouses are very particular about what sort of supplements their athletes can take.
And so what is the test all about?
Oh, you look into a little device like a lot of eye tests. They make you guess a lot, like a lot of eye tests, but based on your responses, that those responses tell you what your macular pigment density is. And so it's kind of a flickering stimulus that you look into and make your judgments. And it's a very repeatable measurement. So what we measure today, we're going to get a pretty similar measurement tomorrow.
And what is the measurement? The optimal goal of the measurement, where do you want to be number wise?
Yeah, so there's a little scale that your eye doctor should be able to show you. And so there's a low end of the scale. And if you think of like a 0.5 or 50%, 50% is kind of a, I think, a low target. Like I want it to be at least around 50%. But if we can get it above that 0.5, and significantly above 0.5, there are significant performance benefits to doing that.
And you see improvements, what, monthly?
Yeah, it's a very consistent over time increase in performance. I'm sure at some point that those improvements start to level off, but to be honest, studies don't go that long. In other words, the studies that go long enough, there's just continued improvement over time. And even though we think of 100% as, well, that's going to be the maximum, it turns out not to be. You can go significantly above what we would consider 100 in that scale.
Wow. Who has the highest? The best.
Yeah, I can't name names, but I had a very high level athlete at one point. We measured an mPod well in the, if we think of 0.5, it was more like 1.2.
Wow.
And this person grew up with grandparents that had their own little garden farm and ate an extremely healthy diet. His grandparents just fed him all kinds. It was from the South, collard greens and all. He, over his lifespan, had built this amazing, pigment in the retina.
Wow.
But I think it's hard for us to replicate that without grandparents with a garden to feed us consistently. So that's where the supplements, I think, really can help the average person.
Sure. Well, that's my goal now.
Yeah.
What did you say, 1.5?
Well, he was 1.2. That's the highest
Okay.
I've ever seen
Wow,
for.
that's phenomenal. So
Yeah.
this is a real breakthrough in golf, the eye promise in terms of just really improving one's vision. All the years I've been in golf, there's really never been anything out there that you can focus on your vision. And that's what I mean, we do take vision for granted, and now there are supplements where we can improve our vision and see the actual results when we're on the greens.
Absolutely. To me, it's a big breakthrough. One of the things I worked on years ago was a tinted contact lens for golf, because that gets rid of all the optic problems with sunglasses by moving the optics onto the eye itself with a contact lens. Now, of course, that requires you to wear a contact lens. And the drawback of that is that if I do go into, a shaded green, now perhaps that tint is too dark and it's going to interfere with my ability to read the green. The nice thing about the effect on the tissues of the eye is they're naturally tuned to the lighting in the world. And so it's better than a contact lens or a pair of sunglasses. I don't think it replaces sunglasses. I think it, because sunglasses affect all of the tissues around the eye, not just the retina. But certainly, and from a performance standpoint, it's a pretty exciting kind of discovery.
It's exciting, very exciting. And I know you'll be at the PGA show coming up in Orlando at the end of January. And you're actually going to be hosting a presentation entitled Reading the Greens Better, Improving Your Eye Health and Sports Vision with Eye Promise.
Yeah, we will hope to get that message out. I think there are a lot of people that will benefit from hearing that.
You'll be on the TPI Wellness stage on the Thursday of the PGA show, which is January 26th from 4 to 4:30 Eastern. And are golf professionals pretty well educated about vision and vision improvement, or do you think there still needs to be a lot more education?
I think in this area, there's a lot of education that needs to happen. I think that, how do you get the word out, right? And that's the challenge. Once you discover something, how does that story filter down to those who weren't there for the story at the beginning? So hopefully this will help get more knowledge so that, decisions can be made. Is this something that sounds like, I would benefit from even just a 6-month trial to see, do I notice a difference? I think if you do a 3 to 6 month trial, you're not going to want to stop because you don't want to go back to the way things were.
And I know I promise we'll be conducting MPOD readings in their booth at the PGA show. And you can go to the I Promise booth and get educated about vision, all these issues we've been talking about, and meet you at the show. And it's very exciting. I think it's this field, as you say, is wide open, and a lot of people need to be educated about it. We can all improve our vision and be better putters and play better golf.
That's right. Be better humans.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being on Sports Interview, Dr. Erickson. My pleasure, and I can't wait to meet you in person at the PGA show.
Thanks so much for having me. I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Thanks so much. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Andreas Wolf, the president of iPromise. iPromise is the scientifically supported eye vitamins for those looking to support eye and overall health with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that may be missing from one's diet. And it's a pleasure to have you on this show, Andreas.
Yeah, hi, Anne. Great. And thanks for having me.
Well, my pleasure. Tell me a little bit about your background before we go into iPromise.
Yeah, so my background is fairly entrepreneurial. I love coming up, devising strategies and helping businesses grow. And I joined iPromise almost 5 years ago, and to really see how we could leverage all the great science and everything that we had in the doctor channel and be able to explore other channels and to really help grow the business and take it to the next level.
And so iPromise has been around since 2001, and talk a little bit about how it got started.
Yeah, sure. So it was started in 2001 by our current chairman and chief science officer, Dr. Dennis Gearhart. And he's really recognized as a pioneer in the eye supplement category. Especially with some of the key ingredients that we use in our products. So we've, since 2001, the company really was focused on understanding the science, understanding what the ingredients and the benefits of the ingredients had on your eyes. And we've been able to build on that and grow from that, where we now have a full portfolio that covers a lot of different disease states, and also other areas around overall, protecting your eyes, dealing with dry eyes, and obviously performance, which we're talking about here today as well.
So I know that zeaxanthin seems to be the key ingredient in all your products, especially the Visual Edge Pro. And I looked up what that is. It's a pigment found in high levels in dark vegetables, orange and yellow fruits, and egg yolks. It is also only one of two carotenoids found in the human eye, where it helps protect the eyes from the harmful effects of oxidation and light. So talk a little bit about this zeaxanthin. It's a tongue twister. Say it three times fast, right? And, what are its key benefits?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, and great research, by the way. So think of it this way, right? Kind of quickly, eye health 101. You have your eyes, right? And we typically protect our eyes wearing sunglasses to protect your eyes, obviously, from UV rays. But in the back of your eye, your body actually makes a natural filter, and that filter is actually made up of carotenoids, specifically two. Zeaxanthin and lutein. And you're right, it's definitely a tongue twister. And then you say, well, what's the purpose of that? Well, the purpose of that is actually to filter out the harmful effects of blue light. So blue light carries, it's fairly energy dense. So if you're outside in the sun quite a bit, You get a lot of that light, but you also get it from screens, obviously. And so so it's important, obviously, that you consume a healthy dose of your vegetables. You're right, leafy greens like kale and corn for lutein as well. But typically in a Western diet, we don't get enough. And so this is a great opportunity, actually, to provide that additional supplementation, which is, in our case, is a natural product. It's actually, we derive it from peppers that are grown here in the U.S. And same thing with lutein that's grown here in the U.S. That's then extracted, and then we use that in our products. What it does is it helps you build up, you have what's called your macular pigment. So that filter that I was talking about, and that then protects the back of your eye, and it gets a little complex here, your cones and rods that actually take your light that you see, the image that you see, and convert it into an electrical signal into your brain. So you see what you see every day around you. And what's really unique for our company is that we actually also own the technology that can measure the thickness or the effectiveness of that macular pigment. It's called macular pigment optical density, MPOD. So it's very unique in terms of what we can do, because we can actually measure what your base level is. And for most people, if we're not talking about performance right now, but if you think about macular diseases, MPOD is a biomarker that you can look at in terms of if you're at risk of age-related macular degeneration, that combined with other risk factors. So you can actually then, get a score, know what that score is, and as you improve that score, hopefully benefit and support your overall eye health.
And I understand that zeaxanthin can also benefit brain health.
Right. So this is actually fairly unique, and this is very new in terms of the technology, or not the technology, but what the research is showing. We are looking at it a bit more, actually. We were not the instigators who started looking at this, but basically there are multiple studies that have come out that have looked at lutein and zeaxanthin in the diet and blood serum. And what have seen is that actually, if you increase that, you actually can reduce the risk, it appears, of mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease. Now, we're not making any claims here or anything like that, but there have been a lot of studies, both in the US and in Europe and in Asia, that demonstrated a reduced risk and pathologies that preserved cognitive function. So that's obviously very, very interesting. And again, what makes us unique there is that there is a direct correlation in terms of the measurement of these carotenoids, zeaxanthin, in your eyes and how much you have in your brain. Obviously, it's all same tissue if you think about it that way and directly connected. So we provide basically a non-invasive window into brain health, ultimately, is what we hope, because a higher MPOD does correlate as well with more than a dozen cognitive functions, and there have been over 30 papers of that. So this is an area that we're very interested in. We're exploring further. We're in the early stages. But I can tell you, whenever I meet with Dr. Gearhart, I end up leaving our conversation by wanting to take more zeaxanthin.
Fascinating. And I know Padre Carrington is very enthusiastic about the vitamins, Colin Montgomery. They're taking iPromise Visual Edge Pro vitamins. What are they saying about the vitamins and how it's helping them?
Yeah, so that's been absolutely incredible. So I talked briefly about kind of the medical benefits, right? But the other benefits that come by improving your MPOD score is that it helps you with glare recovery. So especially when you're outside in bright lights or light reflecting of water or anything else, or of a dewy, beautiful golf course. But it also helps you with contrast sensitivity. And then in our case, the products that they take too, there are also ingredients in there that help them with their dry eye. So we had the opportunity to start working several years ago with both Padraig and with Colin. And what was incredible is that they actually came to us with additional benefits that they noticed by taking the product. So we were really blown away. And that has kind of opened the door for us, you know, whereas before we kind of leveraged everything we were doing in sports to aid our credibility and work that we were doing within the doctor channel, which is our biggest channel. But we recognized that we had an incredible opportunity to help so many more people, especially those, if you focus on dedicated golfers, for instance, that want to improve their game. Well, it starts by being able to see better. So if you can see better, you can play better. And that's something that we learned through Padraig and Colin, especially Padraig, who said, I feel that I am putting better. I can read the greens better. And his data proves that out, which is great. And he's been incredibly supportive. He loves to get his MPOT tested. And so I think we've tested him now over the years, I think 3 or 4 times, and he has consistently increased his score. And he's very excited about it. And he says, I know it because I feel that I can see better.
Isn't that great? And he can read the greens better. Obviously, he feels like the eye tissue and the pigmentation is improving as the MPOD readings are improving to get higher. The higher the score, the better, correct?
That's absolutely correct. And that's a great thing with, you know, scores matter. You know, with an MPOD, you actually want to have a higher score instead of a lower score as in with golf. But yes, you definitely notice the benefits, and everyone benefits from having a higher MPOD score. And that's kind of our origins in sports started with baseball. So we started working with the Arizona Fall League, and that led into having players on pretty much every Major League Baseball team who take our products. And that culminated in us being asked by the Boston Red Sox to become the official eye vitamin of the Red Sox. And that has kind of opened up multiple doors, including with golf, because we are NSF certified for sports, which is a big deal for a supplement company. It's a big investment. But we really want to focus on, you know, natural products. Ours are not synthetic. And so getting that natural zeaxanthin and lutein really makes a difference.
And so what are some of the players saying? I know you said you're the official eye vitamin. I promise is the official eye vitamin of the Boston Red Sox. What are they saying? How is it helping them? Do they see the ball better? Are they just, their overall vision is better? How does a baseball player benefit?
Yeah, so with baseball, obviously, they're outside, right? And most of the games are during the day. So you're obviously dealing already with glare. So that's where the product already helps. But it also actually helps. The University of Georgia actually did a study where they looked at the effects of improving your MPOD score by taking zeaxanthin and lutein. And what they were actually able to conclude was that you could fractionally, it helped your visual processing. So you could see just milliseconds sooner how the ball was getting thrown at you, which is incredible. And you know, one of the hardest things is to, sports, is to hit a fastball in baseball. And so any millisecond that you can see that ball fractionally sooner can be the difference between a hit or no hit. And so that's really why within baseball, we had such a big impact, because they could tell that they could see the ball just slightly sooner. And then of course that in combination with glare from sunlight, looking up at where the ball's coming, if you have to catch it, it made a big difference.
And under the lights as well.
Exactly, under the lights as well. Absolutely.
The age-old question, what's more difficult, hitting a 90-mile-an-hour fastball or hitting a stationary golf ball?
Yeah, it's true.
Either way, you need good vision, right?
You need good vision, exactly.
Well, Doctor, tell us how we can get iPromise. How do people are able to enjoy these benefits?
Yeah, so we're very proud of, we just recently announced a partnership with the PGA Golf Retirement Plus program. So we are actively working in certain states already with the PGA sections and with the teaching pros that are there. So, soon you should be able to get it through your PGA teaching pro or through your club or through your club. But in the meantime as well, you can get it through your eye doctor, or you can get it on our website, which is iPromise.com, and that's EYE, promise.com, or even on Amazon. So there are multiple ways to get our products. You will not find it in retail, in the retail store, but there are multiple options and channels in order to get your product.
And a lot of these places that carry iPromise also offer MPod readings, correct?
Yeah, so specifically in the doctor channel, so most doctors, and you know, if you've gone for your eye check or having your eyes checked recently, you know, very often they will test you actually for MPod. In addition, we're taking you know, retinal photography, and so that actually allows you to get a score. It's a score typically from 0 to 1, and you kind of would like to be at least at 0.5 or higher. As I said, about 80% of the U.S. population scores just slightly below 0.5, so we can all benefit from taking the supplementation. And what's great is you will know your score. You know, your doctor can talk to you about it in terms of what it means and how and if you could benefit depending on, you know, your specific situation. And then it's great because now you have a base level. So you can take our supplements and, you know, get retested, you know, 6 months later or a year later, whatever you and your doctor prefer, and you can see the benefits of it. And we fully guarantee our products. We know they work as long as you take them, you know, every day. And you will notice the difference, right? And it's subtle at first. It's not something that goes overnight. But, you know, thinking of night driving, for instance, is how I first noticed it, you know, with those bright lights coming towards you. And I noticed that it was just easier. We're stepping outside in bright sunlight. I started squinting right away and immediately wanted to put on my sunglasses. And that was much easier, too. So it's very subtle how it builds up in terms of your macular pigment.
So enlightening. I mean, we all take vision for granted, right? And this is just such an interesting conversation. And iPromise is helping so many athletes in particular. We're in the sports broadcasting biz and we talk about athletes all the time, not only elite athletes, but also recreational athletes. It can help anybody, right?
It can help anybody. I mean, we're proud to help truly everyone. Sports obviously is fun. It's fun to talk about and fun to see the performance. But at the same time, and we, you know, we have Olympians that take it, we have Navy SEALs who take it, you know, and then just anyone who benefits from taking it. If you have risk, if your parents have AMD, age-related macular degeneration, you can actually do something about it by starting your supplementation, building up your macular pigment. So there are a lot of benefits, and you know, the doctors, they are great in terms of explaining of the impact of that. And for sports, obviously, increasing your impact, you can see better. So you'll be able to see the ball better, where it goes, read the greens better, as we're speaking about golf here.
Where do I sign up? Andreas Wolf, yeah. iPromise president. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you being on Sports Interview.
Great. Thank you, Anne.
My thanks to Dr. Graham Erickson, Andreas Wolf, Eric Jahnke, the iPromise team, and to Mike Goodsell in production. As Jack Welch once said, good business leaders create a vision, articulate the vision, passionately own the vision, and relentlessly drive to its completion. Here's to great vision. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to talking with you next Saturday morning right here on Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. It's a bitter